Using less road salt would help mitigate damaging effects on the environment and on municipal and state budgets, so says a new report from the Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies, which recommends strategies for reining in the overuse of road salt. I spoke with the report's lead author. Victoria Kelly also is manager of Millbrook-based Cary Institute's Environmental Monitoring Program. She says the report builds on a road salt forum held at Cary in 2018 and updates a report from 2010. She describes what has changed since.
It's still a problem. There's still far too much salt being used. What has changed is that there are improvements in the methods of distributing the salt so that the efficiency is improved, so that we can maintain ice-free roads using less salt. So this report highlights some of those improvements in technology, but it also lists some of the impediments that we have to implementing these steps towards improvement.
Impediments such as?
Lack of funding for, especially a small municipality, to purchase a piece of equipment, computer controls on spreaders that enable, truck drivers to monitor and to ratchet back the amount of salt that they're distributing. One of the things that stuck out for me in the forum is the language in the law, especially in New York State, that directs the Department of Transportation, the State Department of Transportation. The language is somewhat ambiguous, and so that the interpretation is by default pretty severe, so that the road service agencies are taking a view of what they need to do that causes them to use a lot of salt. And so one of the things that they've asked for is clarification in that language and perhaps giving them some leeway to interpret it less severely.
And she talks more about the language.
What it says is that the snow and ice should be controlled to provide a reasonable passage and movement of vehicles. And so that's kind of ambiguous. And so what they end up doing is deciding, what is reasonable passage? Well, we need to keep the roads 100% clear of snow and ice 100% of the time. If they were to refine that language, it would allow them some more flexibility in what they call the level of service. So they might say on some roads we're gonna keep the roads clear of ice and snow 100% of the time, but on other roads maybe a level of service would be appropriate that would allow for just clear lanes and not 100% of the surface clear of ice and snow. So changing that law, the language of that law, to allow them that level of flexibility, I think might help. It's something that they have noted, the DOT folks have noted.
Kelly says road salt has been in use for some 80 years, and a viable replacement is not easy.
We're still looking for an alternative to salt, to sodium chloride salt, and that's a good thing to continue to do. We don't have a silver bullet, and to be perfectly honest, I don't have a lot of confidence that we're going to come up with a really good alternative. There are some things that we can do, treating the rock salt with different kinds of brine that are waste product from the food industry, for example, and that reduces the total amount of salt that you need, but it doesn't replace rock salt, and it's certainly not the silver bullet.
Kelly says there are alternative chemicals.
For example, if you're in a watershed that feeds a drinking water supply, you might switch from sodium chloride to calcium chloride because sodium is a problem for drinking water. But it's not, there still are repercussions. Calcium chloride is still corrosive. It's still in high concentrations. It's toxic to aquatic life. So it's sort of nuanced, what the different alternatives are. None of them come with zero environmental impact.
And that's why Kelly is urging the use of only what is necessary. She says the accumulation of road salt in surface and groundwater is a growing problem that compromises drinking water and degrades the health of creeks and streams.
So one of the things that we've discovered from our long-term monitoring of salt in our local stream is that the salt is penetrating the subsurface. It's going through the soil into groundwater. It's accumulating in silt and in ponds and lakes and in groundwater itself. And so because it's accumulating there, it sort of leaks out into the streams during the summertime. And so we actually see concentrations in the summertime that are higher than in the wintertime. And that's the time of the year that aquatic life is active. So that's problematic. The other thing is that just that accumulation means that even if we were to stop using salt today, which we're not suggesting at all, but even if we did, it would take decades for that salt to flush out of that groundwater and out of those silts and sediments. So we need to address this now. We need to take note and start taking the measures to reduce the waste and to become more efficient with the use of salt.
Kelly says each year the U.S. supplies between 15 and 32 million metric tons of salt to keep roads snow-free. The Cary Institute report is called Road Salt, the Problem, the Solution, and How to Get There. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.